The band you're hearing goes by the name of Parfait, and they've been performing together for about 2 years. Right now, you're listening to them perform at the Old Market Farmers Market. 2 years is about the same amount of time that Ruth Nash has been selling candles, both at the farmers market and in her shop, The Light Candle Company.
We sell handmade soy wax candles, bath bombs, sugar scrubs, bath salts, incense, you name it.
When she first started making candles, Nash says they were meant to be symbolic, and that's where the name The Light came from.
I was going through a little bit of depression, so when I had a group of people that helped me get out of it, so I wanted to make a symbol of what those people were to me, a little something physical and tangible. So these candles are a representation of good things that people are to each other.
Another artist at the farmer's market, Alicia M. Brady, works as a professional photographer. At her booth, visitors can find prints that she has taken almost entirely in Nebraska and Iowa. Recently, she opened her booth to another local artist, Christine Klein. Brady says they met at a different farmer's market about 2 months ago.
And she's came over and started telling me about her artwork, which I get that a lot. I wasn't really listening. And she's like, I'd like to sell some of my art. And I was like, all right, come back. And kind of forgot about it, but she showed up the following week. And she had to remind me. I was not expecting what she pulled out.
Klein makes pointillism art. As the name suggests, all of her pieces are made entirely of small dots. Klein says a picture measuring about 8 by 10 inches can take her up to 2 months to make.
I'm self-taught. I hear people say they took it in school. I did not. She offered to share a booth, and I said, that's all I need. I said, I got the volume of work. I don't have tent. I don't have the table. Yeah, I don't have prints. I don't have frames. I don't have anything. But I've done the work.
Brady says she's always looking for new connections, and to give Klein a chance to show her work at the farmer's market felt like a great connection and opportunity for them both. Unknowingly, the two have embodied Ruth Nash's saying that she puts on each of her candles.
That's why my saying is, remember to be a light to someone today. You never know what you can say or do to someone that can change their whole situation.
You can find each of these artists and more at the Old Market Farmer's Market each Saturday through October 15th. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.